I think it's disappointing. I think the governor had an opportunity to do a deal that would have led to better reliability and lower rates for consumers. As I look at the details of this deal, I think it does nothing to improve reliability and will lead to higher rates.
What one or two things would you change about this in terms of the details? He got what he's calling concessions. What would you do differently?
I think that BG&E should be spun off in the deal and still be a local company run by local management, and issue in an era back to re-regulation of the utility process. There's virtually no competition for power at the federal level. So the idea that we're going to leave the current structure in place, I think, is, again, a missed opportunity that the governor could have insisted upon and chose not to do. And instead of going for reliability and lower rates, we end up with green energy, which is generally more expensive. It may help the governor's Washington portfolio and Washington goals, but it does nothing for, in my opinion, for the Maryland ratepayers.
He's claiming that this will add 6,000 jobs. Does that number sound right to you?
No, and we're going to spend some more time taking a look at that. One thing we will do is today, Senator Rosenpep and I will be writing a letter to the Public Service Commission, saying that we believe that our proposal to spin off BG&E is the right way to go. And while the governor has gone a different direction, we think that our proposal of the BG&E spinoff will get increased reliability, will keep local management, and at the same time could lead to lower rates.